The first thing to know about Judy is that Judy is not her name. Her real name is Rose, but when I met her, the only two syllables she could pronounce were Jew and T. Judy had a stroke which impacted both her fine motor skills and her speech center. Imagine being completely cognitively intact, but without any ability to talk or write or pantomime. I met her at a nursing home where I volunteer. She fell in love with me because I once spent half an hour trying to figure out what kind of juice she wanted for breakfast. Judy could communicate, though. With a facial twist or dismissive wave of the hand, you knew exactly what she was feeling. Despite this, the nursing assistants and staff had long given up on trying to talk to her. They directed her. "It's time to go to therapy. It's time for your pills. Here's your lunch." And Judy sometimes would protest by boycotting a lunch she disliked, or by vigorously shaking her head. But mostly, at least when I was there, she found ways to get by. My big activity at the nursing home is the sing-along. It gathers a pretty big crowd, too, because I sing their songs, the songs they loved, and because, fairly often, I don't know them. There's something immensely comforting to seniors with memory issues about me stumbling over a lyric, or shrugging and humming for a bit. It's like saying that forgetting is okay. On one particular day, I'm singing, and Judy joins us. She's in full throat and loudly making music. "Once upon a time, Judy was a musician, a pianist," her daughter confided in me. It's nice to hear her. It's unintelligible, but joyous. The little miracle happens when I begin my patriotic repertoire. I began singing "God Bless America." I don't know if it was a hemispheric issue, if singing accesses a different part of the brain, but Judy begins singing, the actual words. And even more, she knows that she is. She knows that she's being heard and understood, and tears begin to flow down her cheeks. The song finished, and so did her moment of clarity. But we understood. Judy was still Rose.